Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Blair Kirchhoff joins us from the Kansas City Star, longtime sports writer with the Star. Hello, Blair.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. So this has become so commonplace now that we're talking about the Chiefs and the AFC Championship game. I think there will come a day where this doesn't happen nearly as frequently. How will everybody react when that day arrives? And we don't see it in the foreseeable future, do we?
No, we don't. We've been talking this week about what it was like before this streak. And, you know, the Chiefs' history was basically success in the AFL and the Super Bowl IV championship, 25 or 30 years of bad football, and then, you know, Marty Schottenheimer and Carl Peterson arrive, and it's restored, but no playoff success. And then they went through this stretch of, you know, playoff, just bizarre misfortune, you know, just some crazy losses in the early Andy Reid years. And then Patrick Mahomes shows up and Travis Kelce's here and Chris Jones gets drafted. And all of a sudden you've got a dynasty, the first one in Kansas City sports history. And I guess let the good times roll. You know, that's the theme here.
And the other thing, with that being said, you know, you got Patrick Mahomes, but you really don't have a top-flight wide receiver. They just throw guys in there. You got Kelce, who's obviously, well, let's just be honest, he's getting up there in age. I don't know how many more years you can pull out of him, if any. But with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, it just seems they just kind of put whoever in there, and if they can just keep the defense playing well, I don't know when this will stop. Can it stop? Yeah. Is it just those two? Because it doesn't seem like they really have any other stars, except if you want to throw Kelce in there. And then I think Noah Gray is going to be a great replacement for him whenever that time comes.
I agree. He's shown some great signs this year of taking great strides. And you're right. They're getting it done with good but not Pro Bowl level wide receivers. I think one thing we've seen in the post Tyreek Hill era is the Chiefs have made their wide receivers replaceable. They can go get guys. They can sign some veterans who have had some success but weren't, you know, perennial Pro Bowl type players. They don't get the Justin Jeffersons, you know, but they make do with what they have. And so if they can continue to do that, and Mahomes and Reed, you know, perform at their levels that we've seen here the last few years, I don't think there's a reason why there should be much slippage in Kansas City. There are a couple things that I think about along with that. The Chargers and the Broncos both took great strides this year, so winning the division is not going to be the cakewalk, I think, in the near future that it has been. Both of those organizations now have good coaches and good quarterbacks, and they hadn't had that in a while. So they're going to have competition within the division. And then the other thing I've thought about is, you know, when the Patriots went through their two decades of dominance, you know, Brady and Belichick and the young Patriots won their three Super Bowls in 5 years, but then they went almost a decade without another Super Bowl championship. And then they won three more in another 5-year stretch. So I don't know if there's you know, are the Ravens and the Bills and whoever else, are they, you know, knocking at the door and are ready to take a step forward and have their time at the top? We'll see. But as long as Mahomes and Reed are in place here, I think the Chiefs will be knocking on the door for a championship every season.
Blair Kirchhoff, veteran sports writer from the Kansas City Star, with us. Yeah, it's just amazing. You know, you talk about Denver and the Chargers. Well, the Chiefs have done all this, or a lot of this, in an era where you have generational quarterbacks trying to knock them off. Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, to some degree Joe Burrow. I think you'd put those three and Mahomes at the top of the list of quarterbacks playing today. Yet here Kansas City stands in its seventh consecutive AFC title game, trying to win its third consecutive Super Bowl. Buffalo and Baltimore, they can't really get more firepower. It's amazing how the Chiefs are just holding serve here.
Yeah, yeah. And in an era and age in the NFL when everything is stacked against you to be consistently great, you know, the Chiefs every year play a first place schedule. You know, they always play the best teams every single year. I mean, they're going to play Buffalo again in the regular season next year in Baltimore, because those teams won there, and the Texans, because they all finished first in the AFC. And I think they play the NFC East next year, so they'll get the Eagles in the regular season, and the, you know, in Dallas, and the Commanders with their great young quarterback. So things, you know, the Chiefs have the shortest off season of any team in the NFL, as long as they keep playing in the Super Bowl, winning Super Bowls. They play longer and then they start earlier. So it's, you know, the cards are stacked against teams, and the NFL is created in such a way that it discourages, supposed to discourage continued greatness. But as you said, Bob, here they are standing on the doorstep of a third straight Super Bowl, which would be unprecedented. And it really does speak to how important it is to get your franchise quarterback. You mentioned Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow and Josh Allen, and they are absolutely franchise quarterbacks. And, you know, a bounce or two the other way, any one of those. Cincinnati was in the Super Bowl a couple years ago, and Buffalo could be in one this year. And Baltimore had a home game to play for the chance in the Super Bowl last year. It all could have gone their way, and it might go the Bills' way this weekend. But for the last few years, it's bounced the Chiefs' way, and they've defied the odds, really, and are sitting on the top.
And the same thing could be, I mean, the AFC, you look at the AFC, and obviously we've talked about that, and Bob brought it up as you did. You know, you got Burrow and Jackson and Allen and Mahomes, and your kind of upstarts that are looking good are the Chargers and Denver. But realistically, isn't it?
And Houston.
And Houston. You can put Houston there in that division. But it seems like it's going to be the same teams every year for quite a while right now. Would you agree with that?
I do. I don't know what to do with the Steelers if they hit upon a quarterback, like their coach, like their defense. But, you know, it's been such a wilderness at quarterback since Roethlisberger in Pittsburgh. But yeah, I don't. The one that I wonder about is Cincinnati, because they're going to have to do some restructuring and some shaking up once, you know, with Burrow with a monster contract, and the Chargers are going to be in that position here pretty soon too with Justin Herbert. You know, it's the big quarterback contract always makes things a little difficult for the rest of the roster and roster building. And I think one of the name we haven't mentioned yet, and one of the keys to the Chiefs' success, is the job that Brett Veach, general manager, has done. Finding guys. We talked about the wide receivers, a lot of defensive guys, the Mike Pinnells, the Mike Danas, Tershawn Wharton's, who have been, you know, useful players to them, who come in at very, you know, cheap, to put it nicely, to put it bluntly, and you win that way. You got to pay your stars. You got to pay Chris Jones. You got to pay Travis Kelce. And of course, you know, Mahomes' contract's worth $45 million a year. But so you have to find, you know, guys that are, you know, that are going to perform for you at low contracts. And the Chiefs have done a really nice job with that.
Talking with Blair Kirchhoff from the Kansas City Star. Okay, you know, you get to that point in a movie where there's maybe a music bit that indicates things are going to get a little darker. Dun, 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 something like that. The Chiefs, as great as they've been, they are now getting the reputation as the villain in the National Football League. People watch their games and they see things that I don't know. I mean, maybe they do get most of the calls. I don't know. What's your reaction to all this? And what do you think the Chiefs think of it all?
Yeah, it's funny. We talked to Patrick Mahomes about it today, and you know, he at the podium at a press conference, he says he doesn't think about it, but I know he's on social media. He sees some of the things that are out there and talked about. And you know, I remember hearing similar things about the Patriots toward the end of the Tom Brady era there, and the you know, bad calls that every team gets were magnified. Bad calls that favored the Patriots were magnified, but what's to me a couple things that are different now than maybe 8-9 years ago. Social media is just a different place, and so is analytics. You know, I don't think analytics were as readily available and out there for the casual fan the way they are now. So now there are basically scientific ways to prove this, and I saw something the other day that, you know, that in their last 10 playoff games, the Chiefs had fewer penalties and penalty yards than 9 of the 10 opponents. So you can't argue with that. Now, can you make the argument that the Chiefs are well coached with better players? You know, it's the age old basketball question: why a team, you know, commits more fouls or why better teams commit fewer fouls than others. Is it because they're better coached, better players? I think there's something to that, and I think the better teams are less penalized. They don't shoot themselves in the foot. And listen, the other argument is, don't you think it's in the NFL's best interest not to have a villain or to have everybody with, you know, a different champion every year to give every market an opportunity? I don't think the NFL really wants to see a team, you know, dominate its league the way the Chiefs have for the last few years. If anything, I think they would work, you know, if for the conspiracy theorists, I think they'd work against the Chiefs. But I know enough officials. I think we all do because of what we do and the people we've come in contact with over the years, umpires, officials, referees, that it's an honorable profession. I have the utmost respect for them, and I just find it laughable that people would believe that that they're putting the thumb on the scales for one team over the other.
All right, Blair, always good to catch up with you. Chiefs again in the AFC Championship game coming up against Buffalo on Sunday. Thank you, Blair.
All right, guys, take care.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.